Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's go to our next guest, Ben Dror Yameni, and he is a journalist. We'll be chatting about, will Trump open the Straits of Hormuz considering the collapsing state Iran is in? Ben, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
It's because what you said is quite strange. I mean, we hear about it in the news, and the meaning is that, okay, Iran is collapsing, and then we are coming to save Iran. I mean, this is the reason that you launched this war. I mean, so much money was actually spent in this war, hundreds of billions. So what you're doing, you're going now to save them? It is impossible. It looks to me like if somebody is trying to mislead someone. I do not believe that the outcome of this war is just leaving everything because Iran is collapsing. Maybe Iran is collapsing, I don't know. We don't know. We are waiting. But this is not the right result that is supposed to come from the United States, the superpower.
Do you think that this is just being used as a negotiating tactic, or it's just that it's bluster coming from the U.S.?
No, I don't believe it's real. I mean, unless there is a new kind of school of thought that is saying we are fighting, and then we leave. I cannot even believe it, that it's something real. You know, people leak things on discussions that we know that are taking place in the United States, but I don't believe that this is going to be the outcome. Just inconceivable.
Right. What are you seeing the outcome as, given where we are currently?
Right now, a lot has been done, but a lot should be done. Because when we look at this conflict, we have to remember one thing. The question is not how much damage was inflicted to the Iranians. The big question is how much power they still have. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, and we see the Straits of Hormuz, we understand that they are still with a lot of power to make damage to who? To the Hormuz, to the global economy, mm-hmm. To the neighboring countries. They still have the power to do it. We cannot ignore it.
And I think that's such a valid point, because the damage that's being done to leadership, to infrastructure, how big an effect is it really having of those still in charge and they still have military capacity? Do you think that the war, the ceasefire will have to end potentially and the war restart in order for the U.S. to, if I could use a simple phrase, take Iran down another level? To get them to negotiate?
Not necessarily. I'll tell you why. Because sometimes when you have this kind of blockade, it's maybe a better way to deal with the Iranians. I mean, it's not war is not the only one option against Iran. Maybe blockade in this stage of the war is the best way. I don't know. It should be calculated by people who understand exactly what is going on inside Iran and what is going to this regime and to the economy. And if they are on the verge of collapse, maybe this should be the way. Maybe.
Yeah. I suppose let's look at that word collapse. What do you think he means when he says they're on the verge of collapsing?
Well, they cannot pay salaries anymore. They don't have gasoline anymore. Prices went skyrocket, you know. And I mean, this is the meaning actually of collapse. Now the question is, if they don't have money for gasoline and if they don't have money for salaries, do they have money to continue with the missiles programs? as the intelligence and say is saying, I mean, so it's not a real collapse, maybe. It is a kind of collapse for the people, not for the regime.
Yes, I think that. So this is being felt more by the day-to-day, the everyday Iranian, not as much by the regime. Is perhaps some of this intention for the Iranian people to be, get into such a difficult situation that it maybe forces some form of rebellion or attack on the regime to remove them from power?
This is a million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are all asking ourselves. I mean, so many people in the United States, in other places, in Israel, of course, ask themselves, when will it begin? Because this regime... It's interesting. It's interesting because the people of Iran, I mean, the majority, not all of them, they know that actually this regime, the meaning of this regime is only one thing, destruction. And this is, by the way, wherever you have this kind of jihad, mm-hmm. Sunni or Shiites, you always have nothing to do, by the way, with Israel. Wherever you have this kind of radical Islam, in the Sahel countries, in Africa, in other places, the outcome is only destruction. Enough, enough, enough. The point is that many times the regime is actually empowered by who? By the progressives in the West, because they are against any war. They like always, but always, they like not the people who suffer. They like only the Hezbollah, they like the Houthis, they like this the current regime in Iran. And this is something which is helping this kind of jihad from Iran or from Gaza or from the Houthis or from Lebanon. They are destroying their own peoples, but people blame Israel. I mean, this is a kind of formula that was invented by the progressives, unfortunately.
Yes. I think it's such an interesting thing that we, you know, now again, we see this very much in South Africa with the current government, and that they keep getting back into power, staying in power, being elected into power. And you look around and you see the collapse of the roads, the infrastructure, and everything that we have of the different state agencies, and it's that slow decline that we're getting used to more and more. Do you think some of that problem in Iran and in the regions where the leadership is only about destruction and not about building, is this part of human nature that we just say, okay, we're seeing more and more problems, we just get used to it, or is it really just that it's easier to blame Israel?
No, first of all, it's easy to blame Israel. And second, we are not speaking about now. We are speaking about so many years of yes. Of propaganda and this kind of terrible propaganda. So they are doing very well speaking about propaganda. They are doing very well speaking about what is happening in the universities in the West.
Right, yes.
They are doing very well in that aspect. But look at the facts. Look at the facts. And when you look at the facts, you find out that they are lying endlessly. But unfortunately, they have media and they have academia, not all, of course, but they have, generally speaking, media and academia in the West in their hands. And the outcome is totally against the peoples in the region.
And the people are blind to what is happening, and they are supporting potentially their own destruction or the destruction of their own way of life. That was Ben Dror Yemeni. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today on the Morning Mayhem Show.